Hey everyone, welcome back to Teenager Therapy. I'm Gael.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Kayla. Wait,
the tears, no.
Restart.
The tears are already
like
immediately once it started.
As soon as Gael started counting down, yeah. I knew.
Kayla.
Hi everyone. Welcome back to Teenager Therapy. The last episode of Teenager Therapy ever.
This is crazy.
It's so sad.
I don't know. Like, I mean, you guys have listened to the last episode and you saw the reasons, and I guess this is just our goodbye episode, whatever that means, whatever that will entail for this episode. It was weird because coming into this, it was like such a weird sense of like, it feels like when you're going through a breakup and you're like you're on your way to go break up with them, or like you just got back and you kind of know like that's the end of that.
We're all so anxious right now.
It's all too familiar. Yeah. Like I don't want to experience this again.
It's not a good feeling when things come to an end. I like hate it. It feels like when I remember, like, whenever I watch a TV show that's been going on for like a lot of seasons and then it finally ends, and I just hate it because, like, I think, like, damn, like that. I don't know. It's just something about wanting to live in that bubble, that world, that part of your life forever.
Or when, like, high school graduation.
Yeah.
I felt that very heavy.
Yeah. And it's just really weird that, I guess, like, things just keep moving forward and things end and things will keep ending forever and ever. And it's just like, how can I just minimize the feeling of end as much as possible in my life? And it sucks that I think this is like, I mean, this has gone on longer than high school. So this is the longest thing that I've ever done in my entire life.
Yeah. I mean, I knew the podcast was going to end eventually. But a part of me is still a little bit surprised that it's ending now. Not surprised, but just, I think a few months back, before we had like serious talks about ending the podcast, I thought it would go on for more. And so now it's, I know it's needed, and just like any breakup, it's just hard right now. But in the end, it's going to be rewarding and we're going to feel better about everything. But it sucks that it just needs to happen right now. Yeah.
It just felt like our teen years were going to last us like forever. And this podcast was going to last even longer than that. But now we're 20. And now it's ending. Oh. I remember when Gael posted the video of us announcing we were ending, I called up Gael immediately and, you know, I was just like laughing. Like, I kept laughing. Like, it was like a nervous laughter. And then it slowly escalated to this hysterical sob and I was just sobbing. And yeah, so
fun fact.
I thought that was very funny.
There's a recording of that.
Are you serious? You recorded it?
Of like me, you, and Kayla talking about that on the phone call.
Oh my god.
That's for our personal
memory. Yeah, I was gonna say.
For our personal,
I was like,
memories.
That's a good memory to have.
It's the way, like, I had not cried like that in so long. And it, yeah, it was good though. It felt really good.
I don't know. I just feel like this is the most consistent thing I've ever done. Like, for my lack of discipline that I have, like, this is, it's insane that we've been this committed to, like, I think it goes beyond the podcast, and it, like, at the core, it's our friendship. Like, we've been committed to this friendship, which is really sweet, because I feel like that's so, it's hard to find. And I just feel like I know you guys are going to be around for, like, till I die.
Wow.
You can't say stuff like that. I know.
I'm like, wow. Yeah. That was good, Kayla. You got us good. Oh my god. Are we gonna make it through this episode?
You guys are just gonna hear Sniffles the episode whole time. Of Sniffles. I know. I'm like, I hate how I can't properly speak when I'm crying. So I'm so sorry for that, but I just can't stop.
You know, it's just been part of our routine for 5 years. Like every week we go to my house, go in this room, and we record a podcast and then we hang out after. And it's been a thing for 5 years, which is crazy.
I guess to take it back to the beginning, it's weird because it feels like, oh my god, like life has, in a way it's scary, like how quick life has passed us by. Because I still remember so vividly, like I swear to god, like when, and I've told this because everyone's like, well, how did you come up with the podcast? Like, I've told this story a million times, but I, like, still remember it so vividly because it was, like, the summer after freshman year. I was at the pool. I was, like, hanging out with Mark. And I was like, you want to go to the pool, but you have to go home. And I was like, okay, let me go to the pool by myself and listen to podcasts. And it's just, like, it makes you think, like, how the smallest seemingly inconsequential actions lead to like the biggest things. Like how, like what if I didn't listen to a podcast
then? What if Mark had stayed and you had listened to music?
Yeah, like what would have happened? But it's weird. I like
so many just minuscule moments led up to this.
Yeah, like I remember, like, asking, like, everyone to be part of the podcast.
I remember specifically asking Kayla.
That day was so vivid.
It was at, like, Target.
It was, because I was helping you guys film the video.
Yeah. I had cheese, mozzarella that I had bought. I remember we were sitting
down, like, near a Target or something.
No, it was literally at a Target.
Yeah.
Like a Target cafeteria or something like that.
That's crazy. Yeah. And I think it was, for better or for worse, it was the right people. And it's ending with the core three.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. That's also really, I don't know, like on a, because the impact of teenage therapy, like one, it's, of course, it's a personal project for us. But then it's also like this larger now brand, movement, image, whatever you want to call it. So it's weird how this thing is so like tied to us. And like the perceptions that people have of it. Some people think of this as like this mental health brand with like these teens talking about their issues, but like it's so personal to us that it's I don't know, it's a symbol of friendship. It's a friend group. Like teenage therapy was a friend group and it's like this thing that we committed to. And I just think about like all of the memories that we did throughout like the years, and especially putting out that first episode and how crazy that was to put something out into the world and people receiving it and enjoying it because of you and enjoying our own individual personalities. That was like a crazy feeling, and like launching all the members, like we were a K-pop group with like, here's Thomas's post, here's Kayla's post.
God.
Things were just so different.
Yeah.
They were always so different every time.
Yeah, but I mean to the person listening, you know me so well. You know us so well. I think
you've been here for 5 years.
That's more than some of the friends I have now. I mean, you probably know a little bit more than that, really.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy that we're at this intimate level. Like things I would have never wanted to say. You just know. And you understand it.
You listened.
You listened.
You like actually stayed and you listened.
Like, you came back for us. That's crazy. Even after,
and you looked forward to hanging out with us.
That is crazy.
It's so hard to really, like, comprehend the podcast and, like, really understand the reach and impact it had, because I could have never imagined it coming this far and, like, reaching so many people. And I didn't think vulnerability could just, like, go so far. And, like, me talking about my issues would just, like, evolve to this. And I'm just so beyond grateful that people were willing to just, like, listen and, like, reach out and, like, tell me that they felt the same way and stuff like that. So
it's weird, because I think now that we announced this, like, people have been coming to us and telling us all the, like, little things they remember, because people have been around for a while. And, like, this comment stuck with me, that someone remembered, like, they were like, I really enjoyed the live streams you guys would do, like, when you guys cooked that turkey together.
Stop.
I was like,
don't tell me that. I totally forgot about when I dyed your hair. Like,
oh, my God, yeah.
I think that was that same day or something. Oh, my God,
it was our Friendsgiving, I think.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah. I remember my outfit, too. It was so bad.
It was so bad.
Oh, my God.
You guys just, like, saw so many versions of us.
Yeah.
So many ugly versions.
And, like, I just feel like the love that I have for you as a listener and you have for me is just unconditional. And it's so hard to find that, because you've seen so many versions of us, ugly and pretty.
Yeah.
And yet you came back. And that's so hard to find. Just people that come back, regardless of, like, dumb shit we say. So just thank you for coming back to us.
It's been so, like, endearing to see when people talk and you guys tell us, like, whenever we miss an episode or we forget to upload it on YouTube or something, and people are like, oh my God, where's the episode, like, I missed you guys. Like, that's so that just, like, it conceptualizes differently, because sometimes I feel like it's inconsequential if we don't upload, or it's like, you know, no one would care, but then we don't upload for a bit and then people are like, oh my God, you guys are back, like, I missed you. And it's weird, like, when people, oh my God, when people tag us in their stories and they're just like watching an episode, like, that is the activity, they're just sitting there watching, like, us talk, and, like, that is so hard to conceptualize. I don't know, it's like a different,
I don't think we'll ever really, like, understand it,
like, what does, yeah, it's, like, so odd to think about, like, what it means to have people watch you grow up, like, to have an audience, and especially for so long, like, it's weird. Like, the poll we did in the last episode, we, like, did a poll and I asked you guys, like, how long you had been listening, and I think I could check the results, but it was actually really crazy to see how long some of you had been listening. Because looking at the poll, I asked you, you know, how long have you been listening? 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 years, 5 years, or a couple months? Like, out of 2,735 people that voted, like, 12% have been listening for 5 years. Like, for the full 5 years since we were 15. Like, like 5 years is a crazy amount of time. Like, the majority have been listening for years. Like, yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't think I even realize, like, how long that is. Like, how much living comes with that.
Yeah, think of it, like, in 5 years, we're going to be 25. That's insane. No. That is insane to imagine somebody listening to you for that time span. 5 years is so long. That's a toddler. That's crazy. Yeah.
That's a toddler to kindergarten. Oh my God.
It's just like, you guys have seen me at my worst. And I think, like, I have just transformed and have grown into such a different person that I think with, like, especially just, like, everything that I've been through, it's just crazy that you guys saw that and you didn't judge me for it. You didn't, like, shun me. You guys, like, listened and supported me. And it was like, I'm gonna miss having this, like, support system. I'm gonna miss having this weekly episode to record because, like, there's still so much to share. Like, there's still so much I want to say and so many experiences that, like, I want to share with you guys. Like, for example, I got a car and I almost died. Not clickbait. And Kayla was in the car with me.
We almost died.
And I'm not being dramatic because my brakes stopped working. Like, the brakes, the little step you use to stop the car, it stopped working. And I almost crashed, but I didn't. And Kayla and I are good. But it's just like, you know, it's stories like these that I'm like, you know, there's just, I wish you guys could just be there for, like, the rest of it, you know? Yeah. Like, I don't.
I get you. Like, so that's something I've been thinking about, that, like, there's so many, like, moments or things happening in my life. And, like, this is kind of weird, but, like, one of my first thoughts is, like, I wish I could tell, like, the podcast. Like, I wish I could share this with them. Because it's, like, I don't know. I just feel like you should hear about it. It's so weird because you grow up, like, telling this audience about your life, and, like, there's so many things that now I just want to be like, I want to tell you about, like, what I learned or what I'm going through or what I'm learning, and I guess, like, give you something.
I just want to be friends with all of you guys. Like, I wish we could all just, like, go get dinner together and, like, have fun and, like, hug and talk and, like, get to know you, because it's, like, you guys know us so well and we have, like, no idea of, like, you know, your guys' lives, and that's crazy to think about. And that's why it's always weird whenever we do, like, meet in person, because it's like, oh, like, what do you know? Like, you guys probably have, like, seen so much and I don't know who you are, and that's scary, but also, like, I don't know if there's, like, a word to describe it. It's something really special.
Yeah. I like sharing my life with you. I don't know. I think for me, I think it gave me a sense of meaning, a sense of purpose in a lot of ways, because it felt like everything I was experiencing, whether it was good or bad, something came out of it, which is that maybe there's someone a year or two younger than us listening, and I could tell them, like, watch out for this. Like, this might happen. And now that the podcast is ending, like, that's, I don't know, like, I think I've, that's something that I will really miss, because I genuinely enjoyed learning things and then being able to share with you. Like, that always, I remember from the beginning, like, I always wanted to either read more or do something or whatever it was, just so I could, like, share it with you. And I really miss that. I really wish I could, yeah, like, keep you all along for the rest of our lives. Like, I think, just the same way that all of you say that we help you feel less alone, I think you help me feel less alone too.
I feel like the podcast was, it was just a safe place that I didn't have before. And I just grew so comfortable in it. Like, it really, like, became home. Like, it's so... I just learned how to navigate my emotions so well. And just navigate through life. And, like, having somebody to share it with was just so therapeutic. And you guys just helped me open up. And you made me feel less pessimistic about the world, which is huge. And I'm just so grateful for that. And I'm... We owe you. It's just so much. Yeah. Like, just the things that we were able to do, too, because of this podcast. Like, I was able to buy a car because of you guys. Like, we got flown out to, like, different places. Like, traveling is such a scary thing to us. Like, we don't do that. And the fact that we had the opportunity to just explore different places and have you guys alongside with us, and it was, we were literally doing it with our best friends. Like, you guys just gave me an insane 5 years.
It's been an incredible privilege, like, to be able to do this. And, like, I remember, like, I hated how emotional I was. Like, me being sensitive was my downfall, and I hated how easily I cried. And I just, the podcast really just changed everything for me. And emotions used to be such a burden, and I have come so far from that, where I love being an emotional person, and I love being sensitive, and I love being sentimental. And it's really because of this podcast. Like, I grew to accept that this is, like, part of living, and this is, like, who I am. And I can't express how much gratitude and love I have for you guys, and for, obviously, Kayla and Gaia. Because, obviously, like, they've seen me at my worst, and they've been there. And, like, through, like, just all the hard times where I didn't think, like, I just thought my world was ending so many times. Like, Kayla and Gael, they were just there. And I'm so grateful to have, like, such good friends in my life that I can, like, always go to. Because, like, as much as, like, you know, maybe me and Gael, we have a very difficult past and stuff, like, at the end of the day, it's, like, forever. Like, what we have, it's just, like, it goes beyond time.
Yeah, it feels really scary to think about what my life looks like outside of this. I think it's given me so much meaning, and it's given me such a comforting sense of constantness. That I'm, like, really scared for what comes next in a lot of ways. I'm scared for things to end. I'm scared. I know I'll be okay, but it's really scary to think about. And, like, these last 5 years, it has been really comforting knowing that every week I'll always have to come back to this room and to both of you and to all of you listening. And that even if everything else in my life is changing, this is one thing that's still there. And I think that helped me get through a lot of things. Because there were so many times where I was really scared whether I was going through something in life or not. And I was really scared what was going to happen after that ended, because there were so many things in my life ending. But I knew that there was at least one thing that I still had a couple more years to go with. And that, I think, gave me so much courage to do so much more. And I'm really grateful for both of you for sticking around and for continuing to do this and for being so passionate about it. And to everyone that came back and kept listening, it feels really nice. It feels really, really nice. A couple days ago, I was reading some of the emails that you guys sent us, because you asked us to send, I asked you to send us messages. And I asked you to like send us some emails, and I think like reading all of them made me cry very much, because it really conceptualized all the different types of people that are listening and what it meant to all of you. So if you sent a message, thank you. There's a lot to get through, but I promise we will read them. It was actually surprising that we got so many messages.
Yeah, we were. Dude, we kept on mentioning it. We're like, wait, you guys still like care? What?
No, right?
I literally we posted that like Teenage Therapy's ending video, and I was kind of like, what if this just like gets like no comments, no
like likes, nobody no, cares?
Yeah, like it's like, oh, 13 comments. But no, people cared. A lot of people cared. And that really meant a lot.
To grow up with someone is like such a beautiful thing. Because you see them become, like, change so much. Like, I've seen Kayla grow so, so much. Where sometimes, like, I just look at her and I want to cry. And Gael, too, like, you know, how far we've come, you know, from 7th grade. Isn't that crazy? That's crazy. That's crazy. Like... I'm so happy that, like, we were able to give that to you guys, and that you saw all of our friendships just blossom with each other. I feel like from an outside perspective, if I was a listener and seeing that, that's so special.
Yeah. You guys have just seen us change so much, which is crazy.
Scary.
It's a privilege, mm-hmm. And it's, I guess I'm always taken aback by like how much love they have for us. And I think it's very foreign to me. But just know, we love you back.
Yeah. There's so many people that I like. Always interacting with us, always keeping up with us, and like even people that interacted with us at one period of their lives and then stopped and then came back, like it all means so much. Like so many names that just like when I think about people that listen, it's always like I think of Maya, I think of Rachel, I think of Bree, I think of Gabby, like I think of all
the
these
green
people.
Rooms,
the green rooms,
the green rooms, oh my god, like
the Irish girls that when we used to do voice notes, like I hope they're doing well. I still think about like all the people that interacted with us. Like it really meant a lot.
And also, like, we've met so many people through it too. Like, we've made friends like around the world from it. Like,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
people just listening from all different parts of the world.
That's weird to think of,
right?
Like, well,
I don't think we'll ever.
Like, also, like, just them. Like, imagining someone in, like, Mexico, someone in Asia, someone in the UK walking around with their earphones and they're listening to us. And, like,
their lives are so different. Yeah.
And they're listening to us throughout all that. That's really odd.
Oh, my God. I want to meet you guys so bad.
I wish we could have done more in real life events.
Yeah.
I think I would have loved to do that.
And also, like, if you guys ever see us, please don't be shy. Like, don't be shy.
Yeah, really.
Say hi. Like, please say hi. It makes me so happy. Like, yes, I'm so awkward in the moment when someone does do that. Because I'm like, oh, like, what do you know? But I love saying hi to you guys. And I wish we could all be friends.
It's just like when that happens, it's you're seeing like a tangible person.
Yeah.
Like you can attach listener to it.
And it's like a human being.
Yeah. And like we would get along too. I know it.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
It's not bots.
No, literally.
Not bots literally. Listening to us.
It's real people.
I know Guile bought bots.
Guile bought bots.
Yeah. I bought bots for 10 years.
That's how we got to where we are.
This was all, everyone.
Imagine we fabricated the whole thing. Like, we have so many listeners, guys.
And, like, no one is real. Like, no one. It's all fake comments, guys.
Yeah.
Honestly. Okay. Wait, let me get some tissue paper. Okay, guys. We're back. I had to take a little tissue break. Which is now kind of weird, because I think when I take a break from the episode and come back and talk to you again, it feels kind of like you're there. Like, I don't know. It's
wait,
like,
the camera's there.
Yeah, it's like you're like, hey, wait. Like, sorry, just, I'm back.
That was rude of us. Excuse us.
Yeah.
Some of you sent voice messages, so I wanted to just play them and see what people say. So, this voice message is by Rashina. I hope you can hear it.
Guys, I just wanted to say that I love listening to everything that you do, and I'm super grateful that you have existed for the past few years. And it's such a shame that it's ending, but I just want you to know that a long-time lurker is very much appreciative, and I think you guys are amazing, and good luck to you all in the future, and please keep everyone posted on all the amazing things that you do, and we're wishing you so well, and we're cheering for you, and just really good luck to you all. Bisous.
Oh, bisous. That was so sweet. Thank you.
That was so cute. Thank you. A lot of long-time lurkers are popping up, and yeah. It's so sweet.
I know, it's crazy.
It's like they're just silently enjoying the podcast, and like
we have a lot of silent watchers, yeah. But we feel the support, yeah. Regardless.
Yeah, it's like all the people. It's so cute. Yeah. Okay.
I'm so late for this voice message because time zones. I just saw the post, but I just want to say you guys been with me since 2019, and I really love this podcast. I love what you guys done. I love how you grew in this podcast. Like, we really grew up with you. Like, I'm so happy for all of you, and I'm so happy for Astro Studios. I'm going to miss this podcast. I just had to say this. I guess you probably might not hear this because I'm too late, but wherever you guys go next, just know that we were always here
And we'll always be here for you. We love you. I'm gonna miss you guys.
That was heartbreaking.
I know.
Oh my god.
We're gonna need another tissue right after this. This is so, like, it's like I'm overwhelmed with joy and like just like so many emotions. Like,
every time I just hear or read what you guys have to say, it just reminds me of like how much love there is. Like, just with teenager therapy as a whole, like however you interpret it, it's just like there's always so much support, and it's just a warm feeling. Like, we don't have haters.
Yeah.
Like, we literally don't have haters.
No ops.
No ops. And it's just, I think it's an environment that we just all needed.
Yeah.
Good morning, Teenager Therapy. My name's Jared. I'm from Australia. I've just woken up. I saw that you guys are ending it off. Pretty sad by that news. I've been listening since I was in high school. I'm a year older than you guys, and you pretty much carried me through like 4 years of high school. And now I've seen Isaac leave, I've seen Mark leave and all that, and now it's all over. Just want to say I really appreciate you guys and thank you for all you do. Good luck in the future, yeah?
Oh,
that was so sweet.
So sweet. I can't.
They, and thank you, Jared. They wrote to us in July 2nd of 2022. They said, "Hey, TT, I'm Jay and I'm 19. Never really the type to message accounts or anything like this, but I've been listening for a little while now since the first listen when you feel alone. I've listened all the way through my senior years of high school, and since I've graduated 2 years ago, you guys are still my number one podcast every time. The way it's been, the highs and lows with all of you guys, and seeing you all progress every episode, I feel like I'm going through it with you all. The way you speak to us listeners, like we're just all hanging out chatting, is really comforting. When the high school montage came out last year, honestly, it was disheartening. I had to come to terms that the simplicity of the high school times can't last forever, aka bawled my eyes out. I honestly love each and every one of you guys. Also, never stop making montage videos because they're always top tier. I'll see you around. P.S. Kayla has immaculate style.
Thank you. Aww. I always feel so bad because we get so many messages that, like, it's hard for us to, like, look at and respond to each one. But thank you so much for sending them.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
This is so cute.
It's like, yeah, like seeing all of these messages and like a lot of these accounts, I feel like I recognize, you know, I recognize people by their profile pictures.
Same.
Yeah.
You know, and I see them all the time and I'm just like, I don't know. I wish I could meet all of you. I wish I could say hi to all of you. Like,
just one big group hug. That'd be crazy.
Everybody meet at Thomas's.
Everyone
we're
gather.
Having a house party.
And we're all just hugging each other.
Let's throw a big rave, a TT rave. Gather everyone around.
The TT rave and we're up on stage podcasting.
That sounds pretty crazy to me.
Remix.
We'll share some never before told stories. Crazy, yeah, stories.
Crazy stories.
We live crazy lives, you guys.
Your life's pretty crazy right
And this is what I mean. It's like, I wish I can just update you guys on everything that's going on. And I feel like I've been thinking about a lot of things recently and feeling a lot of new emotions that I wish I could navigate it with you guys. But it'll be for another time.
Yeah.
It'll be for another time.
Yeah. Like,
It's for another time.
We're just at like such a big moment in our lives. Like, we're 20 and just like so much is happening. Like, it's sad. It does feel like the podcast does feel like it's like kind of being cut short, even though we've been doing it for 5 years. But I know this is like best for us. So it's just, it's sad, but It's just bittersweet. Our favorite word to use. It's bittersweet.
I haven't used it in a while.
I know.
I'm going to start using it again.
This, yeah.
It was a message that we got, an email by Kayla. And she was like, man, I don't even know where to start. You guys carried me through high school, and anytime I had any feelings of doubt, loneliness, anger, hurt, or sadness, I knew there would be someone on the pod who would reassure me and encourage me to keep going. I don't want this to be triggering for anyone, but my headspace during COVID quarantine was terrible and I slipped back into my suicidal thoughts. The night I almost took my own life, I listened to the Listen When You Feel Alone episode. I will never forget how much I cried listening and seeing as I felt at my lowest. It was the first thing to make me to make me smile in months. I hope each of you go on to do amazing things. Seeing how intelligent and strong each of you individuals are, I know you will. P.S. Thomas, I'm so sorry for hitting on you 2 years ago. So embarrassing, but I still have so much love to you. Take care and sending love and happiness only your way. Kayla, a survivor.
That part was so random. It like caught me off guard, but thank you.
Thank you for sticking you around.
So yeah.
That, like, I don't know why that message. Like, it really did a number on me. Just,
I mean,
I think this episode we've, you know, so far it's just been about how much this podcast has helped us. That I forget how much it's helped some of you guys. And, like, it's weird to conceptualize that. This really got you through some of your toughest times, but I feel like reading those messages really helps me believe it, that there's probably a lot of you listening. And I don't know, just something about someone listening to us being at their lowest, and feeling a little better after listening, it means so much. And I'm so grateful we were able to have that impact. I can't express it enough.
We were all there at some point. I know I was. We're just like all kids trying to make sense of the world, and like life can be so complicated and difficult. And I'm glad that this podcast made things a little easier.
I don't know. I feel like a part of me feels bad almost, because now it's we can't be there every week now, and we can't give you that assurance or guidance that you're looking for, that like you relied on almost. And I just. You'll get through it on your own and through the support with other people. But just know that we're rooting for you just as equally as you are for us.
We're always going to be there. There's 250 episodes of us.
Version do you want?
Yeah, which version y'all want today? But no, literally, like, we will always be there. Like, if there's anything you guys ever need, like, reach out and we'll try our best to respond. But, yeah, we're rooting for you guys, and we're going to make you guys proud in whatever we do, and you guys will always just, like, be in our hearts through everything.
I really am rooting for you. Whether you're still, you know, there's people that have been listening, like there are middle schoolers that are listening to us, and they say that we feel like older siblings, and that's so, like, endearing, but so cute. Yeah, I just hope you know that I'm rooting for you. I hope if you're struggling, I hope that you make it through. I hope you find purpose and meaning in your life. And that you have success in everything that you do. Whether you're older than us or if you're younger, it's okay that not everything good can last forever. All good things must come to an end. But I really hope you live a fulfilling life. I can't stress it enough. I hope you find so much happiness and love. And if you started listening to this podcast because of feelings of loneliness and isolation, I really do trust that eventually you'll find your people, you'll find love, you'll find support, you'll find community. And so I hope you stick around for that.
Everything is going to be okay. Everything always turns out okay. And I know it doesn't feel like that all the time, and it feels the opposite. But trust me, it's going to work out, and you're going to find love and happiness and peace eventually. I know you guys will. And I mean, if you're still listening, like, there it is, like, it's hope. Like, you guys are still persisting, and that's all it takes. It means everything.
Yeah. I really hope you live a life that is kind to you. And if there's anything that I feel like I've learned about ways to make life feel a little more fulfilling, is that forgive the people that make your life a little better. Speak really kindly to yourself. Be sweet to yourself. And your life is your message, so spend your days how you want to live it.
You made it this far. You made it this far. You're going to go farther. It's just, it's a given. It's a given. Just seek it out to the end. All the cliches that we said on the podcast, they're true. I hate to say it. I hate admitting it, but they're true. And we became best friends. I'm relying on you too. And you just have so much potential. We're all so young. And I know it's so easy to get just overwhelmed with doubts and just life. But it's okay. You're gonna get through it. Even if it is without us in your ear every week. Just remember, the cliches are true. And I have so much love for you. I love you so much. Like, that's all I can say. Like, God, this really does feel like a breakup. But just stick around. You never know what's going to come out of it. You might start a podcast. Who knows? Yeah. Your friend might ask you to be in it. Who knows? Just say yes. But I love you.
When the going gets tough, you always know you're not alone. Like, that was the whole purpose of this podcast, to make you feel less alone. And just remember that. Like, life can be so unfair sometimes. And things aren't always going to work out the way you want them to. But you're not going through this alone. We're all in it together. You will always have us. Oh my God. We love you guys so much. I wish you guys all the best. And, you know, obviously this isn't like a goodbye, because we're going to find ways to keep connected and be a part of each other's lives some way or another. But, you know, for now, it's just like a see you later. We'll find our ways back to each other some other time.
A part of me, like, doesn't want this to end.
I think that's how all of us feel right now. It's like, because then we don't want real. To end it.
It's real, and then it's gonna settle in, and then what do I do with that realization?
Yeah.
Like, what do I do?
Right when the cameras turn off, sobbing time.
Yeah.
Thanks for growing up with us.
Yeah. Kayla, you should come to this side.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, my God. This is crazy. This is kind of crazy.
Didn't we used to do it with, like, three on the bed and two on the floor?
Yep.
Something like that.
For our YouTube videos.
Wait, let me blow my nose. Or
no, it's fine. It's fine.
Just come. Everyone watch me like that. That's so trippy.
It's fine.
Hello.
Whoa. This is what you guys see.
This is, yeah.
This is crazy.
How does it feel?
Wait.
It feels really good.
We should be corny and take a Polaroid pic.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Thank you.
No, like, you're going to see some.
Sorry to the random noises all of you are hearing right now.
Are we in it?
I'm smiling. Okay.
One, two, three.
Oh, God.
Yay.
I thought that was cute.
I hope so.
This podcast is just like a hangout with you guys at this point. Hello.
This is gray.
This is
gray.
Like a little adjustment.
Yeah.
It's a little strange.
Yeah. But it's only fitting, I guess. There's not much else left to say at this point. We said it all. You have anything else you want to tell us? We'll always be there. We will always, always be there. But With that being said, I'm Gael.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Kayla.
And this was Teenage Therapy.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.